So as I mentioned, today's Pentecost, the feast of Pentecost, the birthday of the church. And so three things I want to reflect on in this homily. First, the state of the church and our country. Second, a saint of renewal. And then third, what can we do about that? First, the state of our country and the church. Second, a saint of renewal. And then third, what can we do about that? So first, the state of the country and the church. So today's Memorial Day weekend, it's appropriate to ask that. And remember sacrifice of men and women who allow us to worship in this house without fear of government intervention, a freedom that is the first freedom. This past Monday, I went to go see Father Mike Schmitz. He was in New Orleans, and I found it interesting that we filled up Sanger, the Sanger Auditorium, to go see a priest basically give a 45-minute homily. People paid money. They stood in line to go see this priest. Yeah, I know Father Mike Schmitz. He has a following, but that was interesting. In the Q&A at the end of the talk, people asked questions, and one of the questions was, what to do about the state of our country? And Father Mike shared first a fact, a sobering reality, but then gave some hope. But the sobering reality is that in the last 10 years, the number of young Americans that would say that they are proudly American, that number has dropped a big number in the last just 10 years. And I bring up young people not to pick on young people, but this is where the biggest drop happened in the statistics from 2015 to 2025. In 2015, 72%, 71% by some polls of young people would have said that they are very proud to be an American. By the year 2025, that number dropped to 36%. Again, a big drop. Father Mike brought this up as a kind of like reality, that morale in our country in different ways is low. And his response to that was that he believes the invitation for us is not to love our country less because things aren't going the way we want, but the invitation is to love our country more. It's easy to hate. It's hard to love. And he shared his thoughts about patriotism, loving the idea of America at its best. Yeah, we can prefer one administration over another, but what matters more is whether we still believe and care about the country and its future, recognizing that there's so much good here that we would be at a loss if we only focus on the bad, and that America is still worth saving. So I share that on this Memorial Day weekend. I felt inspired, but also to let y'all know, approaching July 4th, I'm going to give a homily series on patriotism and what does it mean to love your country as a Christian. So again, in June, leading up to July 4th, I'm going to give a homily series on our country. Okay, so the state of our country, many people, low morale state of our country. The state of our church, I think it's similar. I'll just give you one stat that I have observed. Like I said, we've celebrated confirmation at the end of April, beginning of May. We had over 110 young men and women say yes to the Holy Spirit through the sacrament. Beautiful. Praise God. Many of those young people I had never seen before. And many of them I haven't seen since. Most of them, all right? On average, we have about, out of the 110, we have about 7 to 10% of the young people who were confirmed at Mass on any given Sunday. Okay. And this isn't just this year. So not to pick on, you know, this confirmation class. No, ever since I've been a pastor, this is my 10th year as a pastor, and it's been the same. Here are all the kids. Oh, wow. Hello, I'm Father Matthew. Nice to meet you. After confirmation. All right, I guess maybe when you get married. Okay. The state of the church. You have your own stats, right? Your own family members. Now, a saint of renewal. St. Philip Neri is important in my life. Some of you, most of you, probably have never heard of St. Philip Neri. He lived in the 16th century in Europe, specifically in Italy. He's known as a patron saint of Rome and the saint of joy because he had such an impact on the city of Rome and bringing about renewal at a time when the faith was cold and the leadership only cared about comfort and power. St. Philip Neri. What was the difference that St. Philip had that he was able in his life to help one person at a time come to know Jesus, come to know the Holy Spirit, and come back into the church? What was it about it? Well, it started on Pentecost, okay? And I forgot to mention this, that St. Philip Neri is important to me because his feast is the anniversary of my ordination. His feast is this Tuesday. Okay, so St. Philip Neri, in his 20s, started to ask every day for a new for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, for more of the Holy Spirit. So in his 20s, he was asking every day for more of the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit's gifts. And then, on the vigil of Pentecost in the year 1544, at age 28, 29, St. Philip was led, this time just Philip, he was led to go to the catacombs, these burial places of the martyrs in Rome, and he felt called to go pray there. And what happened was another Pentecost. St. Philip, he said, he saw a ball of fire descend. Oh, he saw that ball of fire come into his mouth. And then he had manifestations of the Holy Spirit. He began to shake with violent tremors. He fell to the ground and experienced an intense fire of God's love. He experienced tangible heat from this fire, profound joy that would mark his life from then on. Two of his ribs broke, not because he fell, but because his heart expanded to twice the normal size. And this fact was confirmed after he died in his autopsy. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit was so intense that Philip cried out, "Enough, Lord, enough, I cannot take it anymore." But so profound was this encounter with the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit marked Philip's life every day after. Miracle after miracle. People raised from the dead. People healed. And men and women affirmed in God's love for them. He would pray. Someone said, "I doubt God's love." And he'd pray. And they would just feel it. One person cooperating with the gift of the Holy Spirit. An entire city, not just a parish, an entire city renewed. Okay, what can we do? I bring this up because whenever we talk about renewal and we look at the facts like that just mentioned, you know, like we don't have strong participation among our entire parish community. And by the way, you can't sustain a parish if you only have 7 to 10% of your people actively engaged. You're just going to see a decrease. Whenever we face the facts and we talk about renewal, what happens frequently, and maybe this is among our catechists, we start thinking of, we need to do, we need to do, we need to do. Let me remind you of a biblical principle of renewal, Psalm 127. Psalm 127. "Unless the Lord builds the house, in vain do its builders labor. Unless the Lord guards the city, in vain does the guard stay awake. It is in vain that you rise early, putting off your rest, toiling for your hard-earned bread, for God gives it to his loved ones, and they sleep. Unless the Lord builds the house, in vain do its builders labor." Right? All right. So three things we can do. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Expect the Holy Spirit. and cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Ask, expect, cooperate. Okay? That's the thing. When we talk about renewal, are we even asking for the Holy Spirit? Or do we just immediately go to what we're good at in our professional lives, and that is solving problems? Because if we start with this problem-solving mode, we may be building a house that the Lord isn't going to bless. We may be building a house that the Lord is not going to bless. I can give you examples, but it's not worth going there. Are we asking for the Holy Spirit? And I look at St. Philip. Philip, his 20s, 9 years, he was asking for the Holy Spirit every single day. Do we have men and women here who want renewal? But do we have men and women who want to bring renewal through the Holy Spirit and not just through our good efforts? We have to ask. Like, that's what the first Pentecost was. It was a novena. The first novena. 9 days of asking. Jesus ascended on Thursday. He said, go ask for the Holy Spirit. They gathered. 9 days they asked. Pentecost Sunday they received. Okay. I bring this up also because I am bad at novenas. I am probably the worst at novenas of anyone I know. I've probably prayed one or two successfully in my life. Okay, so don't be discouraged if you're not good at asking for the Holy Spirit. Also, this is a great prayer for asking is the sequence that we just heard. Come, O Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Like to take a prayer and to start asking the Holy Spirit. The second is expect. Expect. St. Philip expected the Holy Spirit to do great things. But if we have little expectation, should we be surprised that the Holy Spirit isn't going to move? Look at the second reading. What does Paul say? No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. When I talk about renewal in the parish, I talk about a vision. Everyone is gifted by the Holy Spirit. Paul writes again, to each individual, not to some, not to a few, to each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. Expectation. Do you have something to offer by the Holy Spirit? That's a yes or no question. You don't have to answer. If my answer is no, am I expecting the Holy Spirit to move? Paul writes, to each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. And if I say no, not me, all right, then that's your expectation. But again, that's a human expectation. That's not God's expectation. Expecting the Spirit to move. Like expecting that the Holy Spirit can do this renewal. Expecting that God can renew the church, right? I love this quote from St. John Henry Cardinal Newman. He studied history and he converted to Catholicism. And what he observed is that every generation thinks that Christianity is on its last leg. Like, every generation thinks, oh no, the church is going to die. This is what he said. Christianity has been too often in what seemed like deadly peril. That we should fear it any new trial now doesn't make sense. The church is ever ailing, but she never dies. So that's what John Henry Cardinal Newman said. He said, look, you look at the church, we've been in bad places before. Do I expect that the Holy Spirit can renew again? That's a yes or no question. Or do I focus on the bad news? Oh no, they're not coming to church. Oh no, my family's not coming to church. Or am I expecting that the Holy Spirit can renew? Expectation. And then cooperating. Right? That's what St. Philip did. That's what they did at the first Pentecost. Move with the Holy Spirit. So again, like asking for the gifts, expecting the gift, and then opening the gift, using the gift. One way that's accessible to you right now, I mention this because in the gospel, the Holy Spirit is given for the forgiveness of sins. If I haven't been to confession in a while, Can I say I'm really cooperating with the Holy Spirit? If the Holy Spirit is given for the forgiveness of sins through the church, and I keep saying no, no, no to confession, am I really cooperating with the Holy Spirit? If this is God's plan, all right, that's an accessible way. You don't have to wait. Okay. So which of these three do you want to pray with? Which of these three do you want to pray with? I need to ask. You have a beautiful prayer in the sequence, and this is available online. Maybe you need to grow in asking for the Holy Spirit. Maybe you need to go in expecting the Holy Spirit, not focusing on the bad news, but focusing on renewal that is happening now. Yes, even now. Men and women coming to the church in this parish after attending Acts, after attending Alpha, focus on the good news, expecting the Holy Spirit to act, expecting that He has given me something to share with others. Maybe you need to grow in that. Or maybe you need to grow in cooperating. Confession, it's a great place to go. But as you pray, just say, waiting for the promptings of the Holy Spirit, the quiet whispering sound. Okay, so on Pentecost Sunday, we thank God for the great gift of the Spirit. We ask that we may be open to the renewal of the Spirit. The Lord wants to build His house so that we may rejoice in God renewing the face of the earth. Amen.